the first work Monday of 2015.
Oh, my goodness.
January 5th.
Here we are.
Happy New Year. 777777.
Happy New Year, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I am on time. Haven't been late this year.
He's on a streak.
Oh, boy.
I'm on a streak, man.
And so it begins.
It's on a streak.
I'm on a streak, baby.
Yeah. Woo.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been welcome back.
I've been gone since I left December 12th of 2014.
And you have been a mighty long way.
I've been a long way. And wow, it's good to be back.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What's new?
It says here, someone texted and says, welcome back. Missed you. I couldn't believe that Jay worked on Christmas Eve. I thought it was a repeat.
No, I was there. I was there. I did the darn thing.
Put the work in?
I put the work in, man.
On Christmas Eve?
One of Santa's elves. That's what you got to do.
How much work was there on Christmas Eve?
A lot of work, Sybil.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
All right. Player. Okay. Is he set me up for something?
Oh, yeah. You know he is. You know he is.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds so
good. You know how it is. You know how them types is.
What's he set me up for?
If I go in on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I saw that work needed to be done, and I came on in. I mean.
Okay.
Is he sniffling? Is he sniffling?
Not yet.
No.
He's working up to something, though.
But I could have got a call in St. Louis, player. It was cold as hell.
What were you doing in St. Louis?
I did the New Year's show in St. Louis at Maurice.
Uh-huh.
Marcel's. And it was cold as hell. As hell.
Yeah.
You're not sure where you were, but you know it was cold.
So I had no idea it was that cold in St. Louis. I really didn't, man.
It's December.
And it's famous.
Hats off to the marchers. Oh, man.
And everywhere. In the cold weather?
Yeah, across the country.
I'm keeping up with it, and I'm just amazed that people just continue to march and march and march.
Across the country.
Across the country. Mm-hmm. And let me just say something about the New York Police Department and turning their back on the mayor. Mm. That just proves they're out of control.
It's a very sad situation that they are using this as where you're paying respect to the officers who were murdered and using this as an opportunity.
Protest.
To protest what the mayor has said or done, or whatever your disagreement is with the mayor,
and
despite what the commissioner said not to do, they say that the mayor doesn't have their back, and they did it again over the weekend with the second funeral of the slain police officer.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong, and that just proves to me that they're out of control.
Yeah.
You need to reel them in. Something needs to be done. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do it either, but this just proves it. They're just out of control.
Yeah, it's very sad.
They're more concerned about protesting against the mayor. Sad news, Stuart Scott passed away.
Yeah, that really hurts. That really, really. I mean, the day before, we were talking about.
Stuart Scott, ESPN.
Edward Brooks, Booyah! The senator, had passed away, and he was 90-something. But then, you know, with Stuart Scott, that really. That threw a lot of people for a loop. And knowing even that he was sick, everybody thought with the kind of spirit that man had, he would be
going
to beat.
I thought he was going to beat it, too. Last time I saw him, he was kickboxing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was doing that while he was going through treatment.
While he was doing chemo, he'd get up from chemo and go kickbox.
Yeah. He was a tough dude.
It's tough.
He was a really tough dude and a really good man, too. So that really, I mean, and if you watched SportsCenter yesterday, you could just tell what kind of effect and what kind of friendships he had with ESPN folks.
Edward Brooks died, the first
African-American who was elected to the United States Senate. And
Mario Cuomo.
That was another one, the governor of
2015 needs to pace itself.
Slow
down, 2015. Yeah. Hold up here, partner.
Yeah.
Leave us some people, right?
Yeah, and the Cowboys yesterday.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! How about that? How about that call?
How about that call? That was the worst call ever, man.
How about
that? Puts them in the win column with that call, man.
Yeah,
man. How bad?
But to all my Cowboy fans yesterday, player, I got them good.
How'd you get them, player?
I didn't text them at all.
You gave them the silent treatment?
I gave them the silent treatment.
Even when the lines were up?
Even when the lines were up, I didn't text.
When did you text at all?
I didn't Super Dave, Tim from Tampa, and Miriam from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Didn't text them all. Big Cowboy fans. I know they were looking. They're still looking at their phone.
Wondering where you were. And when
did they text you?
They wore me out, but I didn't.
You didn't respond.
I didn't respond. The silent treatment is the best.
It's the best. It really is. You know, ladies, you know how to work the silent treatment. This is new for us. And player, I like the way you did that. That's good.
Man, it's not easy to work.
Especially a man who's as verbose as you are anyway. Jeez, I bet that was not easy.
I want to text him so bad, but I can't, man.
Wow. The cruise has been selling well over holiday weekend.
I bet.
Man. Yeah. There are very few cabins left over the holidays, which we don't really expect to sail cabins over the holidays.
When people did some things and did what they had to do.
They did the darn thing. And
yep.
Man, this is going to be good.
It's going to be great. I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted out over the holiday because last week was the Kennedy Center Honors.
Uh-huh.
And Jennifer Hudson was one of those to pay tribute to Al Green. And she did this version of Simply Beautiful, which was just extraordinary. And I said, please sing that on the cruise. Yeah, absolutely. Lot of people were talking about it wherever I went, asking about, you know, the cruise and you know, was it still possible to get in?
The lineup is incredible.
It is. It really is.
The lineup is just incredible.
It is just amazing.
Yeah.
Big numbers. Big numbers and big talent.
So, what did you see? What movies did you see over the holidays?
So pretty much everything. Sybil, what did you see?
I didn't see everything. I'm a little bit more discriminating in my movie going than Jay is. Jay will just go see anything.
I don't see it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the interview?
Yes, yeah. I saw the interview.
Yeah. I fell asleep on it a couple of times.
Well, I know you sent me a text that you watched it twice.
Really?
It took me a couple of times to get through it.
I knew it. Just because I liked it. I shouldn't have said it. I couldn't take it. That's what it was. You couldn't take it? That's one of the funniest movies.
Funny, man.
Man, you're kidding me.
I think Sony did the right thing from pulling it. I really did.
You loved it?
I loved it.
You loved it, huh?
Watched it
twice. Now, did you see Selma?
No, I couldn't see Selma. I tried. They sent me a trailer. They sent me a trailer, but it was
because of overseas and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I couldn't see that.
Now, that was really good. So yeah. Did you see Selma?
No, I've seen it before. I did not see it over the holiday. A lot of people did get a chance to see it. It's really good.
And once again, player, really Oprah Winfrey starts a fight in a movie. This is her third movie.
She starts a fight.
Well, you know, she's...
What do you mean?
She's a troublemaker. Well, you know, in The Color Purple, she hit somebody.
All right, yeah, that's one.
And remember
that white
butler?
Lady in Color Purple.
Remember okay. the butler?
Slapped somebody in the butler.
Remember?
Yeah, she
and
did
she
slap
fires
somebody.
Off yeah. in Selma. Yeah. Yeah.
And who is she slapping Selma?
Ooh.
I forgot who it is she hit, but she's 3 for 3 if you put her in a movie, man. I'm telling you, you need to keep her out your movie because she is really a troublemaker. She will start a fight.
She brings it, man.
In three movies we know, she's slapping somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oprah.
Oprah, of all people. And then she'll say,
Oprah's cracking some heads in the movie.
I'm acting. Okay, all right. But Stedman is keeping his head low.
Gail, too.
Gail, too, man.
Gail and Stedman both. They know she's trouble.